Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking once again with Jeff Kaplan, the founder and managing director of Think Strategies. In this podcast, we're going to discuss a term that Jeff brought up in one of the eBizQ forums, Cloud 2.0. So first of all, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me back.
So what would you say is the current state of the cloud computing marketplace?
Well, this marketplace is evolving quite rapidly, and it's because of the tremendous success of the initial offerings that began with the emergence of the software as a service segment of the business and has now expanded into platforms as a service and infrastructure as a service. And in each of those three areas, customers are gaining some very tangible and even measurable business benefits, and that's spurring additional growth and additional advancements in this marketplace.
So you've kind of touched on it, but so how exactly is the market changing?
Well, you know, the first round of offerings were being driven by the promise that organizations could adopt both software as well as compute power more quickly and more economically via the cloud. And while that has proven to be the case and has certainly helped to spur additional interest and adoption and growth, the new round of interest is around added business benefits that can be derived from these cloud services as well. So in addition to looking at ways in which people can save money, people are now looking at ways in which they can actually build their businesses and maybe even generate additional revenue or maybe a better competitive advantage.
Very interesting. Now, what would you say is the crucial difference then between Cloud 1.0 and 2.0?
Well, Cloud 1.0 was about ensuring that these kinds of services, in fact, just worked and could be procured in a quick and economic fashion to meet generic requirements across a wide cross-section of organizations. So in the area of software as a service, for instance, it was around various horizontal applications, starting with CRM, pioneered, of course, by Salesforce.com, then moving into the collaboration area, and now finally I'm looking at both back office apps with financial systems management, and ERP built and supported by companies like NetSuite, as well as even inter-enterprise apps around supply chain and e-procurement. But after those successful forays into each of those horizontal areas became pretty well established and well accepted, the new realm in the SaaS marketplace, and where we're starting to refer to this as a 2.0 world, is around SaaSifying, if you will, the business processes that are intimately involved in making specific industries work. So the specific and unique processes within specific industries, whether they be manufacturing or retail, insurance, or other forms of financial services, these are the kinds of domain-specific capabilities that only industry experts in combination with cloud computing companies can, in fact, deliver to the marketplace to meet specific business requirements. In the broader realm of platforms as a service and infrastructure as a service, we're again taking those generic resources and applying them to specific enterprise requirements in defined vertical market areas so that organizations, in fact, can leverage these resources to do more rather than just do more with less, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so that sounds like a pretty big change. So what do these sea changes essentially mean for IT business decision makers and the solution providers?
Well, we're moving beyond the basic questions of, you know, is this service reliable? Is it scalable? Is it secure? Can I get my data back? Which are all still legitimate questions as a starting point, to more in-depth questions about industry-specific expertise and experience and business benefits. So really looking at these providers from the point of view of their domain expertise and track record of success within specific industries so that when you're selecting these vendors, you're not just betting on their ability to deliver a service of a generic nature, but also looking at how they can meet your specific requirements to give you a competitive advantage within your own industry.
Right. Now, on EbizQ, there's been a big discussion about public and private clouds, and also all over the internet. How would this apply to Cloud 2.0?
Well, you know, there's no question that we're going to continue to see a hybrid world of both public and private clouds, as well as on-demand and on-premise applications. And what I think we're going to see here in the discussion about public versus private clouds is a couple of things. First of all, there will be some industry-specific services offered in the public realm to meet the specific needs of certain industries where these are relatively pervasive. And those may satisfy some folks within, you know, the retail sector or the manufacturing sector or other industries of that nature. But I think where you'll really see most of the action is in the building of private clouds to satisfy the specific requirements of individual companies who, again, are trying to gain a competitive advantage in this marketplace.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Now, who do you see as being the winners and losers in this market going forward?
Well, ironically, it may be some of the brand names from the past who reemerge as the long-term winners in the future. Well, it's been the pioneers like Amazon and Google and Salesforce who have obviously opened up this marketplace for others to follow. You may find that the established brands who, in fact, have a history of success within specific industries will reemerge once they catch up on fully understanding the technological as well as service delivery requirements of being a viable cloud provider as opposed to a traditional technology supplier.
Well, that makes a lot of sense and some excellent information and very timely, Jeff. So thank you so much for joining me again. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Thanks for the excellent information, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.